I'm answering all your sex questions. I am a certified sex educator, and it's my pleasure to be able to bring this to you every single week. This is an anonymous question saying, if your wife has lost her sex drive and you're not the type to cheat and you don't want to watch pornography, how does one keep their urge controlled? This is a question that has a lot of answers and really no answers at all. So just bear with me here. What you're experiencing is called a desire discrepancy. And the good news is psychologists and sexologists have been studying this for years, because you are not the only one experiencing a difference in desire from your partner, especially in long-term relationships. In fact, it is extremely common. Like I say, so common that scientists have started to study it. And also, they started to study effective strategies for dealing with it, which is great. So it's very normal. You're not the only person on the planet who's dealing with this right now. So I hope that puts you at ease a little bit. It's also been studied that our desire exists within different modes, where some people have a spontaneous desire, which is when you kind of just think about, yeah, I could get some right now. Others have a responsive mode of desire, which is when you actually need to experience some stimulation before you can start feeling like you want to get it on, so to speak. And that could be, you know, mental stimulation as well as physical. It doesn't have to just be, you know, going for it and hoping that they get turned on. But there are so many reasons why your wife's sex drive might have left her. For example, she might be nearing menopause and she could be going through hormonal changes. Or it could be something within your relationship. Maybe you're not doing the dishes and it just peeves her off so much she doesn't want to get down with you. I don't know your situation. I don't know what's going on inside of your home, but it is totally worth communicating with your partner about why this is happening. And her simply turning around and going, because I don't feel like it, actually isn't enough within a relationship like this. You need to be able to open up the conversation and do it outside of the bedroom. Go for a walk. Have a conversation. Why is she feeling like this? Where has this come from? When did she start feeling this way? Is there anything that you can do? And start to think about the source of this so that you can try and resolve it. Studies also report that masturbation, either solo or together, can be an effective method of dealing with desire discrepancy. So if you're in a situation where you have desire and your partner doesn't, it's so okay for you to masturbate. It's really fine. If you're not into watching porn, that's okay. You could consider reading erotic novels or stories online, or even using audio porn. There are so many different options. You also don't need porn to masturbate. You can just do it. You can ask your wife whether she'd prefer you do it in private. She might just be into watching you do it with her or joining in with her, and mutual masturbation might be a way to start reigniting that sex life. There are so many different ways that you could handle this, but what I really want you to know is that you're not alone, and this isn't the end of the line for your sex life. There is a way out, even if that way out means getting it on by yourself, feeling yourself, so to speak. That's okay. There's no shame in that. But thank you for asking. I know it's very difficult to ask. And if your wife is open to it and is open to going on this journey with you, then consider seeing a sex therapist together if you can. Plenty of therapists specialize in sex specifically and do work with couples. And they can help you get to the root of this issue and why she's feeling this way and how you can reconnect together intimately as a couple.